Rick Springfield, the amazing Rick Springfield, along with Richard Marx, will be taking to the stage July 14th at Rodney Strong Vineyards. And the singer, songwriter, actor, author is with us this morning. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Let me start off with this. Over the course of your very long career, Rick, you've been very open about your personal struggles and mental health issues. And I think fans would first like to know how life is treating you right now.
It's up and down. I focus on my work. I focus on my family. And I try and do the best I can do in the fields that I'm in. And deal with, stuff when it comes up. It's just, it's a constant thing. And, my main thing is I try and stay grateful, and that's really one of the keys to dealing with depression.
Yeah,
it's not like constant. It goes in and out. It's not like a constant thing, and I have a great time a lot of the time. Certainly it's pretty impossible to be depressed when you're on stage.
Yeah. Well, there's no time for that. No time for that, and it's understandable. Yeah. It's been a very long and varied career, Rick, and before we get to the music, you've been an actor on stage, TV, and the movies. How important is that aspect of your career?
They're all important parts. I couldn't do without any of the parts. I love doing, which is the reason I got into the different fields, is because I love doing it. When it works, it's great. When it doesn't work, it's horrible. But that's life in general, and they're all important. Acting's become more important as I've gotten older and had more to draw from internally, and especially with all the great writing that's on some of the TV shows now. There's just some great stuff to do.
Well, it must have been, harkening back to the 80s. How challenging was it for you to have just accepted a role on General Hospital at the same time that Jesse's Girl was hitting the charts? What does a guy do in that situation?
He smiles a lot.
I mean,
it was serendipitous. Everybody thought it was, some great plan, but it wasn't. It was just those things I never planned, and it was just just happened, that when they hired me on General Hospital, they didn't even know I was a musician. So, and then Jesse's Girl hit, and they tried to get me to sing on the show, but I didn't want to do that. I was already having trouble with the whole, this singer's on a soap opera thing. So, it was good and bad, it was serendipitous, and it was certainly added fuel to the rocket ride, but it also, had the whole credibility issue of being on a soap opera. Being on a soap opera.
Soap opera rocker, you're right, you're right. Just as a working class dog was just flying off the shelves. How about the author part of you? Was it cathartic to write your autobiography late at night?
Oh, yeah, very much so. It was cathartic to write it. It was stressful to have it released.
Yeah, I bet.
Once I realized people would actually read it, I was very freaked out. I hadn't actually gone that far in my mental process. So I called up my agent and said, I don't want it released. And there was a big battle about, you've already signed a contract, you have to release it. And my editor finally talked me off the ledge. And I'm glad I did release it, because I've had a pretty interesting life, and if people can get any kind of solace or strength from reading my story, that's what I get from reading others. So it's worthwhile putting all the warts in there. And I didn't realize that not everybody puts all the warts in there. I never really read anyone else's autobiography, so it was kind of, I'm not supposed to necessarily do this.
Well, it's as a reader, that it's somebody's truth that moves you and touches you and affects you in some way.
Yeah, and I had to write the truth, because that's the truth of my life, and I wouldn't have been truthful without telling everything. So,
well, I'm looking forward to the second incarnation of your next book about your life, because your life continues to take these very interesting turns. Talk about Orchestrating My Life, your latest record.
We took the lot of the hits and the ones that were suitable to be orchestrated, I thought, and re-recorded all of them, and you know they sound way better than they did, than the original recordings, but they sound like the original recordings.
Yeah.
But with just some great orchestration, and it's not just pads. I mean, the orchestra is part of the song.
Yeah.
There's even whole breaks where the orchestra just takes off on its own.
And talk about.
I'm very, very happy with the way it came out.
Talk about the song "Irreplaceable," Rick.
That's a new song on the record, the only new song on the record, and I wrote that. My mom died 3 years ago, and I wrote, I have to write, as a writer, I have to do something with that, all that pain, so I wrote a song called for my mom called Irreplaceable, and they were looking for one new song, so I suggested that one, and because it's a slower song, it worked really well orchestrated,
yeah.
So we used that one.
Yeah, I've heard that song. It's pretty moving, pretty remarkable. And here we come back to the show. What's it like working with that guy, Richard Marx?
he's a very funny guy. We have very similar sense of the humor. Very caustic, very sarcastic, and it's actually both our solo shows have a lot of humor in them, and so it really works. And when we get together at the end of the night,
yeah,
you can tell we like each other, and it's a hoot, and we have fun with it.
Is there any competition at all, Rick, about whose poster ended up in the most bedrooms during the 80s, you or Richard Marx?
I don't think so. I think it's, you know, at this point, it's like pretty much, you know, as someone said, a moot point.
Oh, there are many that would disagree. Well, he is coming up with Richard Marx July 14th as part of the Rodney Strong summer concert season. And Rick Springfield, we're looking forward to having you in the wine country.
Yeah, Vineyard, come on. What better venue is there?
It's tough to find a more beautiful spot, that's for sure. Well, thanks for being with us this morning, and continued success, Rick.
Thanks a lot. Look forward to it.